Blog Talk Radio.
That a lot of people were looking forward to announcing that he would campaign to become the GOP candidate. His two terms are up. He successfully was elected and reelected and successfully handled his business for 2 years. And so now it's time for us to vote for a new governor. So today is primary day for, the Republicans and Democrats and everybody in between. Our Lieutenant Governor, Phil Bryant, is running for governor, plus Morgan Freeman's business partner, Bill Luckett, an attorney and businessman, is running for governor. The mayor of Hattiesburg, Jenny Dupree, is running for governor. There's Dave Dennis of Biloxi, the coastal area, running for governor. The list, we have a plethora of individuals that are running for governor. Some of them probably should have decided to run for lieutenant governor, since our two Republican primary candidates have no opponents. So the only opponents they have are themselves. And so whomever wins within the Republican primary, that's our lieutenant governor. But we have all types of elections going on today, from the county I live in, the county sheriff, constables, and just so on. So I'll do my best to keep you all updated tomorrow morning and tweeting and posting and so on. But the big political shocker, I just found out as I watched Morning Joe, I didn't even see this on my local news, Representative Gabby Giffords, because I slept last night, Representative Gabby Giffords surprised the House last night, huh? Wow, she looks great. I saw some of the footage as I watched a morning show come on this morning, and her peers were just so happy and so surprised to see her. So thumbs up and many blessings to she and her family and everyone at the House. I see they have to vote also at noon, but wasn't that nice? Just something different to change the atmosphere, I assume, in there, to see their peer right there in front of them, happily smiling and happily greeting them. And apparently her memory is doing good, because they report that she, recognized people and called people by their names. And so, woo-hoo! That is great. But, still our sadness go to those who lost their lives also that tragic day 7 years ago. But thank God, there is a God, and this new technology just amazed how she is walking around and smiling and greeting people. So that is just great. So, our prayers are worthwhile. So let's continue to keep each other in our prayers. And my apologies also for ending the show boo-hooing, but just this crime is just so ridiculous, and it's just, I did not expect my tears to just go flowing. If some of you were wondering, well, what is she doing? What is she saying? I was crying, actually crying. So I'm not offended anybody by that. My apologies, but it's just, like I told you, I'm a brutally shy person, but I'm an open and honest person. And crying is a part of one's expressions, and sometimes we can hold back and control tears, and sometimes we can't. As I listened to the show yesterday, I started off real happy and chipper, and then at the end, when I touched on that topic, because that's a topic I really don't like to bring up, but that's something that we deal with every day, deaths and hardships and stories of struggles also. But, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is a show about being upbeat, but then we must address important issues, but at the same time, do our best to work with each other on positive results and helping each other to feel better and to believe in the dream, not just the American dream, but worldwide dream. So just shout out to all of my friends worldwide. You all know I'm a shout out Prince and MPG as they jam, jam, jam all across seas. Where are they now? Because, they hop cities so much. One while they could bounce back to America, but this has been a pretty lengthy tour that they're they're going from city to city, from country to country over there. So you all keep doing what you're doing and spreading the funk and spreading the love. And thank you for the awesome videos and pictures to my fellow MPG funsters who share pictures. And Shelby Johnson, a Prince incredible vocalist and member of MPG, and she has her own band, also Black Gypsy. And she shares the most awesome pictures. This is unbelievable. But it's just amazing. The things that's going on. I'm tuned to Mike and Mike right now, but there's something. Randy Moss is announcing his retirement. But you all do know, I mean, he announced his retirement, but he does not want to work for a team he does not want to work for a pay that he does not really agree with. So that's understandable, right? So by him retiring for those reasons, if he's presented with a lucrative deal from a team that he finds meets his standards, and it's a win-win situation, I'm sure he will do a Brett Favre and say, okay, I'll play one more season. just congratulations if he's happy to retire. Congratulations to him if he changes his mind. Congratulations to him regarding that also. But it seems that Reggie Bush is happy with Miami. And, I mean, I'm sure he's missing the Saints, and I'm sure the guys are missing him. So, you know, shout out to the Saints, and shout out to you all know I got to shout out Coach Jason Garrett and the Cowboys. They've been talking about T.O. on Mike and Mike this morning. You know, I don't believe Mike T.O. will be retiring. I mean, he's had the surgery, and he's probably recovered right now. So it's all in all about who he'll play for, because you all know that'll be a win-win, whoever T.O. goes to. So, you know, prayers and support go out to T.O. But what I was about to say, Reggie had tweeted on Sunday, a very positive tweet. Training camp is going well. Excited to help turn this program around. The Miami Dolphins football is back, baby. So, you know, congrats to those team. I have a lot of friends and loved ones and peeps in Miami. So you all have fun with Bush, number 25, and really support him and show him much, much love. My mom told me to tell him that she's praying for him to have a good time and to be successful. So I did just that because my mom is a big, big supporter of Bush, number 25, and she really wants him to be successful. But it's a lot of sports news, but this is about back to school. And I've already posted and I've tweeted a lot of back to school info, and back to school info for people of all ages, from kids to adults to those going back to in school, you know, getting your master's and your PhDs and et cetera, et cetera, because I know a lot of my friends have degrees from here to yonder. And you never know who's in school online or actually going to school. Even if you're going to school online, you need certain supplies and have to manage your time and budget and so on. But I've tweeted and posted info from for parents. I'm not a parent, but, you know, I'm a parent. Like, my son passed away when he was born, when I was 19. But I care about young people, and I care about parents and shoppers. We all are shoppers, and we all want to budget. So I've tweeted and posted info, and then I also have some tips from femalenetwork.com. This is more so about school supplies. But if I have time, I would share some information about shopping for clothes. Matter of fact, me as an experienced salesperson, I like to use the word salesperson, bottom line, clean and cut, fashion consultant, a sales consultant. This is like one of my favorite times of the year. The adrenaline is just flowing. Back to school season, holiday season, different holiday seasons are just so much fun to be a shopper and to be a salesperson. To be a person that actually, especially one that actually cares about helping customers, not just getting the sales, not just getting commissions, not just working all those extra fun hours with your feet being sore. But so shout out to all those salespeople out there that's actually working within retail stores right now. This is like a real fun time of the year, but it's good to get those good bargains. So you all know I know a lot of secrets of my own, and I'll be sharing them on my blogs and on my pages, on my social networking pages also. There's a secret to shopping in store and shopping online. But this is some information that I have from FemaleNetwork.com. Number one, FemaleNetwork.com said that it's a good idea to shop at bazaars. You know, just, you know, bazaars are places where you know where there's like a lot of school supplies. I said Home Depot and go to places like Michael's, especially for items concerning projects. You all notice, go to Walmart's and your Kmart's. I wish we had a Kmart. We used to have Kmart's here. But buy bazaars. Two, keep an inventory of school supplies at home. You know, it's good to know what you already have in your inventory, because sometimes you go out and shop and buy bukus of, for instance, paper, and then all of a sudden you're looking in your closet or you're looking wherever you keep your supplies, and you're like, oh, my God, I already have a lot of this. So it's good to go ahead and take an inventory beforehand to know what you have and don't have, so you won't be buying more than what you need and you really buy what you need. Three, save those school supply gifts from loved ones and friends. Because you never know when you're going to run out of that ink pen, that paper, or other items. Train kids to maximize their supplies and take care of them. You know, you're supposed to take care of your stuff. Don't rough up your stuff. Don't mark your stuff up. Five, save pencil giveaways and promo items from companies for use at home or in school. I'm a big lover of promo items. I love getting giveaways and promo items. Matter of fact, I love giving away stuff also, but I love it. A lot of my opinions, stuff like that, are like promos. But I'm about to stop live streaming, so do your best to stick with me. If you can't listen to the show in its entirety, at my profile, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Inc. - Beth. Okay? Now, what's up? What's up today is Rock the Vote. And, you know, it's time to have that voting mindset anyway, with 2012 being a very important election year also in politics, and this year and next year. Okay? Well, I'll see you all tomorrow when we talk about the Jacksons again. But I will continue talking about back-to-school shopping for probably the next 5 to 10 minutes. Thank you, and God bless, and thank you for your support, and thank you for viewing my profile and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay, six is use up old and unused school supplies from last year. You know, you go ahead and that's the same for your stuff that you still have on hand. Go ahead and utilize that stuff. Seven, use secondhand books as often as you can, as long as the items are clean, you know, they're not marked all up and scuffed all up. Eight, to keep books looking new, cover them by using old calendars, gift wrappers, or glossy mags, you know. And then it's a good old-fashioned thing. Sometimes you just get that paper bag, and then you can have yourself a book cover, you know. And then you can design on that book cover and be creative and whatever. Have your child or, the youth in your life pick out the designs he or she wants to make a project out of, covering his or her test books. Nine, you know, firsthand, do your best to locate your books at school. Buy the books in school. Then go outside of the school if you can't find the books. It'll save you the hassle of having to go to various bookstores to find the right textbooks. So first, look, search everywhere at your school. Especially in colleges, you know, and in the college bookstores, and networking with other students also. 10, use leftovers. What I'm talking about is food, and, you know, especially for parents and especially for us adults also. If there's something you've had the night before and you think you want to eat it the next day, go ahead and pack that leftover for your lunch at school. That's if you're in elementary, grade school, college, an adult, age 42 like me, you know, just any of us that are going back to school. All of this information is good for parents and adults like me who plan on going back to school. It's important for us to know how to budget things within our lifestyle and how to spend things within our means. But at the same time, you know, budget to at least have some leisure fun, you know, also. But, yeah, so I've posted a lot of information about back to school on my Twitter pages and on my Facebook pages and some on Tumblr. And most of my pages are connected, LinkedIn, MySpace, and so on. So one thing, I like connecting my pages, but you know what I don't like about having all my pages connected? The repetitiveness, you know, the multiple posting. Sometimes that can be annoying to me. You know, but sometimes my people that I network with, I know you all want to know certain information. So sometimes I just have to go back and then delete from some of the multiples, because I know that certain people that I network with on some other pages, if I tweet something, then one of my friends that doesn't tweet on LinkedIn, on Facebook, would want to know what is going on. You know, and just or whatever. So sometimes I just have to delete sometimes multiple postings. But I love connecting stuff. But most of the info, like I said, I already have posted a lot of info about back to school shopping, not just appliance, but shopping. Like Labor Day is going to be a good time to shop. And while parents are shopping for the kids, it's good to also shop for yourself, because you can find deals for yourself also. You know, so don't neglect on yourself. Don't neglect yourself. You see that a good deal that you can squeeze in within that budget, go ahead and do that, you know, because there will be a lot of deals on, you know, for the Labor Day sale. You know, a lot of spring, summer stuff be on sale, and then a lot of the new fall items will be out. And so that's just a time to just go crazy, just go wild on shopping, especially apparel, Labor Day weekend. I mean, getting ready for, you know, Labor Day sales and so on. So that's already something. And to be connected with your favorite stores, to get text messages and sign up for the email news regarding sales, you should be doing that right now for the back school sales. Because, you know, the back school sales gonna be going on all this month. Then Labor Day sales right there at the beginning of September. So it's important to know what's going on with your favorite stores, because some of my favorite stores only have web sales, online sales. And then sometimes some stores, you'll be surprised, you walk up in there, they're marking down stuff, they're taking inventory. You know, you're getting special items just by walking in and noticing, hey, they're doing a major markdown, 50-75% off sales. So this is a good time to do back to school shopping, and even doing some shopping for, you know, next year for items that you believe that aren't too trendy, but pretty much basic items. And if you think the items that are trendy are still being styled next summer, then it's a good deal too, you know. But I just wanted to share that information with you all. I hope you all enjoyed yesterday's show also. Tomorrow will be like a continuation of a show about the Jacksons. That I played Blame It on the Boogie. Don't you all love that? That was not the remix that I had told you all about, because I have a remix of Blame It on the Boogie. And I have to be sure to give the DJ that mixed that remix when I play it, you know, props. Because that song is just so awesome. But that song is so fun and happy, Blame It on the Boogie. Can't you all hear Austin singing that song, singing that with his uncles? I mean, wow. I think that was just so awesome. But I thank you all for spending time with me this morning. Thank you for those who have been in the chat room this morning. And hopefully I'll have my browser upgraded tomorrow. I'm not going to miss tomorrow's meeting so I can talk with the blogs. TalkRadio.com staffers about walking me through and assisting me on how I can get my switchboard, my studio, to function 100% so I can retrieve phone calls. But thank you all again so much, and shout out to BlogTalkRadio.com, my fellow hosts and producers, and the BlogTalkRadio.com staff, and just BlogTalkRadio.com, Radio Land, those that are listening, and especially advertisers. You know, thank you, and shout out to the advertisers who play, who awesome commercials play on blogtalkradio.com, and those who play during my live broadcast and during my archive shows, the audio and of the banner advertisements. Just shout out to you all. And if you all are interested in advertising on blogtalkradio.com, just contact blogtalkradio.com. Contact me so I can let them know, because like I told you recently, I signed up since my show is doing pretty good. Hey, have been doing pretty good since the March 21st premiere. When your show is getting good listenership, you can have the choice of, earning money from advertisers. And so I decided to opt in and do that. And so just, be sure to let me know and let blogtalkradio.com know if you would like to advertise on blogtalkradio.com. And also if you want to advertise during my show also. Okay? So I do my best to get you all to the proper people to talk about, advertising. Okay, well, I thank you so much. And if you can, and if you're supposed to vote in your area, be sure to exercise your right to vote. And I'm going to do my best to exercise my right to vote today, this morning. And much love to you all. And there's so much new. Oh, there's a community event happening here in Jackson today. I must announce Coach Wayne Brent of my high school alma mater, Callaway Chargers, is having an event, a charity event that he has been having the past year or two since his mother passed away from cancer a couple of years ago. He does his best to bring awareness to cancer and how important it is to for cancer research to happen and to be funded. And so there will be a charity basketball game this evening at the NBA basketball complex. And you can go ahead and email him, because I'll call him, because it's this evening at 6, so it's best to contact him as early as possible so you can get valuable information. He was on yesterday's WLBT Midday promoting and talking about the event. So you can email him at Wayne Brent, W-A-Y-N-E Brent, B-R-E-N-T, @hotmail.com. And you can also call him at 601-832-7195. That's the coach of my alma mater. Very good basketball program. Wayne Brent. He will be having a charity basketball event this evening. I think it's only $5 also to attend. But just wanted to share that with you all. And thank you so much for supporting Coach Shock Entertainment Reports. God bless. Peace and love.